Chaim, first of all, the learning tonight, Al Cyrus, Al Chizik, Shmir for Rafu Shalema, for a close Talmud of mine's father, Yitzchak ben Avigail, his big Rafuos, should have in mind in your tefillos as well. Bez Hashem, you should have Rafuos and Yeshuos, and Sir Tovos, Pesoch Shar Chal Yisrael, Pekar of Mamish. It's incredible, Mamish, 1 week before the Hail Yantav. First of all, of course, the whole Olam, the whole world is invited. We'll send out during the week the exact temporary schedule. And it's a tentative schedule. I don't know why we even call it a schedule. Basically, from 7 on, everyone's welcome to be here, and it'll be Gevaldik and Heilig. And we'll be rocking from 7 till Adalos HaShachar, whatever length it goes. Everyone's welcome to stay here all night for Tish, Suda Shushan Purim, for the Hail Gemayrev with Simchas Torah and Kol Nidre and Kis Shofar and the fires of Zlag Boimer and everything Beth Hashem is Baruch. There's many Svarim talk about a Purim's Koyel Kol Yom Tovim, so we try. No, but MS, everyone's invited, it's going to be very special. And Vada, it's going to be Thursday night. So Vada will have Thursday night shiur at some point, probably sometime around the regular time, we'll try to have Thursday night shiur. We know what time it is. Vayas HaMelech Kedvar Memuchan. The Rabbeinu Shalom is only going to do for us, and it's only going to be meaningful if we prepare properly, with hachanas, with preparation. We have 1 week left, not even a week left now, to prepare. To prepare, learning through the halachos, and by the prepare, learning the nyanim, the amkus, the pnimis of the Heilige Yantif. And tonight we're going to talk some deeper in Yonim. I was cheshbening all day today what to give over tonight, because obviously we're all doing a lot of achanas and learning, and there's a lot of Torah we could share. You try to cheshbe which Torah you want to save for Purim itself, which Torah is necessary for achana for Purim. This Torah, it's a deeper Torah. It's a Torah that we have to open up our hearts and open up our minds. That's what I felt was MS for tonight. And hopefully it will help prepare us for the Hail Giyantif. So Esther Malka, she goes into Achashverosh. She goes into Achashverosh, risking her life, Kasher Avarti, with Monsieur Snefesh. We'll talk about it a little later tonight. The Pasuk says in Perek Hey, Pasuk Dalet, Vatoyimer Esther, Im al HaMelech Tov, Yavo HaMelech V'Haman HaYoyim, El HaMishta Asher Asisi Lo. So he comes to invite Im al HaMelech Tov, if it's good for the king, inviting him and Haman to the party, to the Mishta. And very famously in this pasuk, Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom, Arashi Tevo Shem Havai Yudke Vavke. Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom. We have to understand what's going on here. Why at this point are we introduced to Arashi Tevo of Shem Havai? What's going on exactly at this point? Why is it here? We'll come back to that. I want to first discuss something else. In Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Chav Ches, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that Purim is actually deeply connected and related to Lag BaOmer. Peleg. Purim Lag BaOmer. That as we'll see, whatever day of the year, whatever day of the week Purim falls out on, that year, Lag BaOmer is going to be on the same exact day. So this year, Purim's Wednesday night, Thursday. Kachavi, like Boimer, is going to be Wednesday night, Thursday. So hopefully we'll be Zoich to be Meron that Wednesday night, Bez Hashem is Baruch. For now, we'll all be in New Square together, Bez Hashem. It was very Gevaldik last year. But we see from here that Purim and like Boimer are very deeply connected, and we have to understand what's the connection between Purim and like Boimer. What does Purim and Lag BaOmer, Ma'in and Shemitah Eitzar Sinai? What do Purim and Lag BaOmer have to do with each other? Fire can be very dangerous on Purim, right? What's the connection? So Hilgar Arizal brings, and he says, that everybody knows that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of din, of judgment, is Shem Elokim. Rashi already, all the way at the beginning of Bereishis, teaches us this, that Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, is Shem of Rachamim, of mercy. The Shem Havaya represents mercy, represents Rachamim. Shem Havaya is Hoya Hoy Vavya, he was, he is, he will always be, he's above time. And therefore the Rabbanu Shalom is able to have mercy because he sees the before, he sees the after. And he has the big picture, not just the moment. Can be merciful. He sees that we're going to do tshuva. He sees and he gives us that opportunity. The Baal Rachamim, Shem Havaya. Elokim is Shem Din, of judgment. So the Arizal says, when you have Elokim, so that's what was going on before Lag BaOmer was Elokim. Before Lag BaOmer, the Ribbono Shel Olam was manifesting himself in this world, B'Shem Elokim, as we saw, the 24,000 Talmidim dying during that period of time, during Yimei Svira. And that was Din, that was Elokim. How are you mamtik Elokim? How do you sweeten Elokim? So the Rizal teaches us something very special, Chavrin. Here it's, follow, we're going to talk deep, I was really cheshbening it a lot, and we could talk other Torah, but I said, this Chavrin, we need to talk deep Torah as we prepare for Purim. We have to talk Pnimis Dikatara. But we'll say it in a way we could all connect if we follow and you focus. How can we be mamtik the din? So the pasuk mishpatim, the ve'eila ha-mishpatim, mishpat is also din. Ve'eila mishpatim, ashartasim lifneihem. Ashartasim lifneihem, if you're already looking at uncles, you see this. That are placed before them, meaning what? Every letter, this is a deeper title, we've spoken about it before, some of the chevra might remember. So the letter that's closest to the Rabbeinu Shalom in the Aleph Beis, the letter that is the most Kedusha to it is letter Aleph. And every letter after Aleph is a little bit farther from its source, from its Makor, and has more din to it to an extent. So if you want to be Mamtik Dinim of Oisios, you want to sweeten the judgment, you take the letters prior, Asher Tosim Lufneim, Eile Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lufneim. So if you take, if Elokim is shame, is din, is judgment. If you take the letters before Elokim, that's how you mamtik Elokim. And there's a shame Hashem. You know, we know certain shemos that we daven with, that we know. But there are a lot of deep, Rabbi Kabbalah, there are a lot of very, very deep names of Hashem that we're not so familiar with. One of those names are the letters prior to Elokim, which is a lashon that's mamtik Elokim, that's sweetening the din of Elokim. Now what letter, what name is that? It's not. So Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. So Aleph, if you take the letter, there is no letter before Aleph. So Aleph stays in place. Aleph is Aleph. Lamed becomes Chaf. Hey becomes Dalet. Yud becomes Tes. Mem also, it's Mem Sofis, so it goes back to a regular Mem, so it stays Mem, which then turns back to a Mem Sofis because it's at the end. Or end the mem, whatever you guys grew up on, chevra, right? So the name that sweetened Elokim, and the name that Arizal said brought the Rachamim to stop all the din, and brought about Lag BaOmer for all the deaths to stop, and the beginning of Torah being given over from Rabbi Akiva to his five new Talmidim, including Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Was the letters Aleph, Chaf, Dalet, Tes, Mem. We don't pronounce it. That's a name of Hashem that's Mamtik Din. Aleph, Chaf, Dalet, Tes, Mem. What is the Iker of the being Mamtik the Din, by the way? The Iker of being Mamtik the Din of those of that shame are the three middle letters. Because the first letter and the last letter, which are the bookends of the name, they stayed the same, based on the cheshbon we described, right? Aleph and Mem stayed the same. All that changed were the Chaf, Dalet, and Tes. What's Gematria Chaf, Dalet, Tes? 33. The shame Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem Arizal says is Mamtik the Din to lead to Lag Boimer. Lag Boimer 33. The middle letters, which are the Iker letters of the shame, is Gematria 33. You can't make this stuff up. But we're just getting started. Watch this. So with that, that's Lag Boimer. Comes the Halig of Bris Kunas Oilam. Comes the Halig of Karitzer, Vitzchai's Karitzer, the Bris Kunas Oilam. And the Bris Kunas Oilam says, if you take the letters Chav Dal Tes, but you're mishtatev them to the letters that they're mamtik, because once they're mamtik, then those letters become rachamim also. They sweeten the letters. What letters did they sweeten? They sweeten the letters Lamed He Yud. So you have 33 of Chav Dal Tes, but you add Lamed He Yud, which is what? 45. Lamed He Yud is 45. What's 45 plus 33? 45 plus 33? 78. Exactly. Gematria, Megillah. Gematria, Megillah. So Bris Kunas Olam is telling us what? Now we're just starting. To try to understand the connection between Lag Boimer and Purim. Both Lag Boimer and Purim are gulos from a time of Din. But specifically, the reason these two specifically are connected, because they're both somehow utilizing that shame. The shame Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem. And that's why the three letters of Lamed Heyud plus Chav Dalet Tes is Gematria Megillah. Gematria Megillah. So when we're going to be in shul Wednesday night, and being Mikra Megillah, and in shul on Thursday morning, through reading the Megillah, there's Hamtokas Adin. Through reading the Megillah, we're sweetening Din. Okay, but we don't get together here just to talk deep in Yoni Chassidus and Kabbalah. We get together to understand. And we get together to understand what this means, B'derech Avodah, and what this means to my life. It's beautiful to say over Shkoyach, we could say over these Shemos, and we could say over the Gematrias, which are beautiful. First of all, that itself, I don't mean to belittle, that itself is tremendous, just to see Amkos HaTorah, and see how deep and incredible Torah is. That itself is worth learning together, if we stop there. It would be worth coming, just if we stopped all Shir tonight there, just to hear that, it's worth coming. It's worth recognizing the depth of Torah, the chashivas of Torah, the depth of Yiddishkeit, what it is to be a Yid. In the outside secular world, all there is exterior. That's all there is. There's chitzainius, there's materialism, there's physicality. All that they care about, think about it, most of the wealth, all that people care about is wealth, is luxuries, is exterior. Very little panemius to life. We understand this panemius, and when you think this panemius, there's more panemius, and more panemius, ain't soif. Because there's a panemius called Eibishter that we're trying to get to, which we can never get to. There's no end to panemius. So when you see panemius HaTorah, that itself is inspiring to remind us our lives to be a life of panemius. Which is, that's what all Purim is. But what does this all mean? What is this shame? Aleph, Chav, Dalet, Tes, Mem. That's Mamtik Din on Lag BaOmer, and Mamtik Din on Purim. What does it mean for each and every one of us? So listen to what Arizal says. Arizal says, the name is the name of Bitachlon. The name is the name of Bitachlon. This name represents Bitachlon. And that's what's Mamtik Din. You want to know what's going to be Mamtik Din? When you have Bitachlon. When you trust in Hashem, and you deeply trust in Hashem, not just Emunah. Bitachlon is another level of Emunah. Emunah means I believe in God. I believe in God that runs the world. I believe in God that created me. I believe in God that gave me Torah. Bitachon means I trust in Him, that He's watching me every moment, that He's taking care of me, and that it's all going to be good no matter what. That's Bitachon. And when I have that, I'm Mamtik Din. That's what Mamtik Din. That's what Arizal explains this name represents. We see it in many ways. We have beautifully Pasuk in Yeshaya, Bidchu b'Hashem adiad, ki b'ko Hashem tzur olamim, Bidchu b'Hashem adiad. You have Bitachon b'Hashem adiad. Ad is Gematria 74. Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem, Gematria 74. The shame, Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem, is Gematria ad. Bidchu b'Hashem adiad. You know when you have Bitachon b'Hashem, if you have adiad, if you have this shame. This shame is the shame of Bitachon. In fact, if you take the shame with the koilel, it's Gematria 75, which is Gematria Bitachon. Bitachon, this name represents Bitachon. Bitachon Hashem. What is the Megillah that we're going to read? When we read the Megillah, Chevra, it's one big lesson in Bitachon. It's one big lesson trusting in Hashem. Everything seems bleak. Everything seems dark. We mamish have a gzera that's nechtam, that's already sealed. It's mamish sealed that we're going to be annihilated, destroyed. La rog la beit, it's called Yehudim. You're reading storylines of a tzaddikest being raped by a guy as your king. Mamish, if you didn't know the end, your heart goes, yeah, at the beginning, your mamish is scared. But it's bitachon, it's going to be okay. And the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the Welt. And it ends up not just okay, better than okay. It ends up Esther's on top of the world, Mordechai's on top of the world, which eventually, okay, not in the storyline, but we know leads to ultimately Binyan Beis HaMikdash by Daryavesh soon after. It's all one big lesson, bitachon. By the way, if you take, I saw this by Rabbi Levi Leiger, if you take the Rashi Tevos of this pasuk, you'll add it up. Bidchu b'Hashem adi ad ki b'ka Hashem tzur olamim. You take just the Rashi Tevos of the entire pasuk. What's the Rashi Tevos? Of course, equal to exactly Gematria 336. Half the chevra in the room knows immediately that's Gematria Purim. Purim. The Rashi Tevos of the pasuk is Purim, because Purim is Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem, just like Lag Vayomer, which we're saying the Shem Bitachon. That each and every one of us needs Bitachon. Each and every one of us needs to believe in Hashem and know that Hashem is by my side, and then it's all good. There is no din. That's mamtik any din. Because it's all good when Hashem's by my side and I trust in Hashem. We gotta trust in Hashem. Chevra, let me tell a story. I don't know if any Chevra listened to the women's shur for this past Matzei Shabbos. If you listened, you heard this story just. But I have to share the story again. Ma'aseh Shoyu this week. There are a few Ma'aseh Shoyu this week. We said one Ma'aseh Shoyu. A few Ma'aseh Shoyu, Baruch Hashem. There's all the emesis. If all of us opened up our eyes, we have stories of Amun and Bitachon and Abishdah by his side every day, every one of us. The only reason we don't have stories to tell over is because our eyes are a little more closed. If we opened up our eyes a little wider, everyone would have stories to tell over every day. Every one of us would have stories of Ashkacha, stories of Emunah, every single day. Our eyes are just not open wide enough. It's all it is. It's not. Every one of us has these stories. Baruch Hashem, Hashem opens my eyes just so I could continue with the Svarim and finish up the end of the parashas, the stories, because I finished my Yikra just now for my daughter's Bat Mitzvah. And on my list of stories, there's not so many left. We're going to start by Midbar. Okay, the Rabbeinu Shalom opens my eyes a little bit wider. So this past Tuesday night, I gave a shiur in Teaneck, New Jersey to women. The shiur was scheduled. Where is he? I don't know. You put up the shiur, but you didn't listen to the shiur. You put it up. No, some of the chevra likes to listen to the women's shiur, some doesn't. It's fine. Teach their own. Whatever you learn in Torah, I don't know. I always say, what I tell, I say, I have no monopoly in Torah. That's why I say, one of the good excuses not to be in shiur is you're learning somewhere else. That or dating, only two good excuses in the world. Okay, if you're not Yisrael, that, I mean, but if you're in New York area, there's no other good excuse. Anyways, my side is giving a shiur Tuesday night to women, 8:15 in Teaneck, New Jersey. Okay, I decided I got a chapamayra first. I was just worried after how long the shiur would go and whatever, and so it was worked out. I figured the shiur was 6:58, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I said, okay, good, I'll chapamayra. And I checked the ways before, it was saying about 50 minutes to Teaneck. So I thought, Meir will be perfect time, it'll be all good. First I go to the Shtibel, at around 6:58, they're starting Mincha. So I get in the car and jump over to the Red Shul, and Kach, perfect, Kach, Meir, Dav Meir. So I get into my car after Meir, it's about, I don't know, 7:12, 7:13, so maybe 7:15 already. I put on ways, it says, 8:12, you'll get there. Perfect. Well, it's an 8:15 shear. It's not started. Okay, not like this shear, but it started by 8:25. I figured it would start. You know how it goes. Anyways, Lamaisa, I get in my car. I'm going. Actually, I was on the phone with your brother, a bunch of inyanim, with Shmuel, Sammy. I was on the phone with some other, taking care of a few different issues on the phone in the car, and I'm right about. Making good time, everything's going perfectly. And I'm right before the Triborough Bridge, Mamish, right getting on, right when you're right about to go on Trevor Ridge. I didn't yet go under the Zach that does the easy pass. The new, you know, the Zach that does the... I didn't go under that yet. It's right before that. And I don't know what happened exactly. It was dark. Boom. Flat tire. Blowout. Like, mom, like, blowout. Flat tire. So I immediately pull over. Baruch Hashem, I'm still a little bit. Mom is another 60 feet, 70 feet. There's no shoulder anymore. Baruch Hashem, I'm still right before that, so I could pull over to a shoulder. But immediately, I'm like, oh my gosh. Now, I don't usually care if I get a flat tire, no big deal. I know how to change a flat tire, I could do it. But Lamaisa, first of all, I had my wife's car, which is a van, Toyota Sienna, and it's like, it's a much bigger pain. The spare is underneath the car, and first you have to get that, and because it's a bigger car, just the whole avoida of it, like a whole big avoida. And you know the pieces that come with the car, they're just not good. The jack, it's like junky jack, you know. Anyways, Lamaisa, but I have to do what I gotta do, because I'm by the Triborough Bridge. Who am I going to call to help? There's nothing, nothing I can do. So I have to do it. But I was with Mamish, it could take like a half hour. It could take like a half hour to do everything. And I'm chesbening, I'm not going to get this year. I could get this year. I don't know what time I'll end up getting this year. And come. I don't know what time I'll end up getting to this year. And for married women, they have children, they're not going to... I'm going to get there. Nobody's going to be left anymore. If it was this year, a half hour late, that's when everyone started to come, so it would be perfect. But that year, I was a little bit nervous about that. That was the only reason I was nervous. But okay, here's what it is. If no one's there, no one's there. What am I going to do? So I throw off my jacket into the back seat, and I go, and I get through... It takes me just a few minutes. I get the tire down. But I didn't yet start anything else. And suddenly, this is probably 3-4 minutes after that, suddenly, a van pulls over right in front of me. Now, by the way, the place where I was like right before that, like this big curve. And dark, pitch dark already. Cars, mind you, was very scary. So I was very scared, MS was, because the shoulders... Not so wide over there. From the edge of the car to the lane was maybe 2 feet. Maybe 2 feet. Cars are flying by like, mom, it's nobody's business. It's a little bit... And that's where I'm going to be changing. I didn't start yet, but I'm hedging. That's where I'm going to be changing the tire. With my feet out. Who knows? But what else am I going to do? I'm like, what else am I going to do? But suddenly this car just pulls over. It's my first initial way I got a little scared. I don't know, what are they going to do? It's maybe someone coming, they see a nice Target over here, he's out of his car, he can go, it's dark, nobody's there. Comes out of the car, a Hasidish Yid, in a sweatshirt, and like worker's pants, comes out of the car. He says to me, I came to help you. Emmett, that's what he said. I came to help you. So I say, well, you came to help me. I say, changing it, anyone in the room who knows how to change a tire, it's a one-person job. There's not like two people, there's no help you could have from a second person. So I said, so sweet of you, but how could, I could do it, I know how to do it, how are you going to help me? He says, no. I have much better tools than you. I have much better tools than you. What do you have, your regular stuff? I have the good stuff, I'll take care of it. You'll see, I could do it much, much quicker than you. This is what he says to me. And Kachan, he goes into his car. He has one of those, like, cushive, incredible jacks. Like the real massive one that takes, like, 2 seconds you could put up a tractor trailer. My jack would have fallen 6 times till I got it up. One of those... He gets the car up. He has also one of those... I don't know what the tools are called, but he doesn't have an electric one, but he has one that, like, this spinner, that, it has 6 different extra pieces that you can just, like, spin it. You don't have to actually, I've never seen this stuff before that he had. Within 8 minutes, he wouldn't let me do a thing. He was taking the tire, he was putting it in my trunk, he wouldn't let me do anything. Mamish, not a thing. Within 8 minutes, the tire is on, I'm good. Within 8 minutes. So I asked him, I'm like, what are you, How'd you know, like, where'd you see, because Imam is like this curve, cars are all flying by, you don't even have enough time to see anybody there. Why? Emesi says to me, I saw a white shirt and I figured it's a Yid who needs help. That's what he said. Okay, it's not, I'm not trying to mechazi guys that should wear white shirts. That's not my thing. That's not my thing, you know that. Not, I'm just telling you the story. But Baruch Hashem, all I'm saying is Baruch Hashem, I threw off my jacket. Because if, who knows what will be. That's all I'm saying. It wasn't supposed to be a lesson, I don't know. You could ask him, you could ask him, yeah, I don't know. But to me, that wasn't what I was trying to say. But Maisa, Baruch Hashem, I threw off, he just said, that's what he said. I saw a white shirt, and I figured it's a Yid who needs help. Then he tells me, he lives in Muncie, and he works in Brooklyn. He says he never takes this route home. Never. He always goes a different way, he tells me. That day there was a little bit of traffic, I figured I'll try a different route. Hey, Mr. Senton. Literally, it was 8 minutes. I was back in the car. I got to this year by 8:22. By 8:22, it was 8 call for 15, but that's 7 minutes. That's nothing, you know? Mm-hmm. By 8:22, and Baruch Hashem, Gabriel, your sister was there. Your sister was there. Kachare. The Eibishter's by our side every moment. We can't get nervous because a little thing happens. Oh, we have to have bitachon. We have to have bitachon in the Rebbein Shalom that it's all going to be good and it all is good. Of course, we have to put in our shtadlus. We have to put in our shtadlus. But after our shtadlus, the left is bitachon. That's it. I tell you, Mamish, this was last night. Last night. You ready? One more story. We'll get back to Torah. Don't worry. When you have such deeper Torah, you have to balance it with some stories. You know, that's how it goes. So I have I'm giving Bez Hashem Matzah Shabbos a women's cheer. And we have a women's chat. WhatsApp chat. Our chever, we don't have WhatsApp chat. I don't know why not. It's just how it happened. No, we shouldn't have. Okay, good. No WhatsApp chat. The women, they have we have a WhatsApp chat. Where whatever women's shiur I give, go on the WhatsApp chat. And then the links to the shiur go on the WhatsApp chat. So one of the young women at Sadekis now takes care of putting up and posting when their shiurim are. So I spoke to her, maybe it was Monday or Tuesday, that to confirm we're going to have Matzah Shabbos this year. So we're on for Matzah Shabbos. So usually that day, I think it was Tuesday, not till Tuesday night. So usually, okay, the next morning, she put up and she makes, by the women, they make very nice, you know, like a whole poster about the shiur with like, you know, Yoni D'Yoyma. It's nice. Baruch Hashem, it's your machshiv in the Torah. And Lamaisa, so Wednesday go all day. I don't see any. You know, I'm on the chat also to see what's going on. I don't know. Nothing said about the shiur. So I was starting to chesed maybe, and she didn't answer my last text about the timing of it. Maybe it's not good. Maybe we're not having. She wanted to know. Wanted to confirm and figure out my Matzah Shabbos plans, whatever it was. So already late last night, I don't remember exactly what time it was. I text her and say, "Are we on? Like, what's the story?" She said, "I'm so sorry. MS, all day I've been trying to post. Chevron knows yesterday, like, WhatsApp was all messed up. You couldn't do voice notes yesterday, and apparently you couldn't do, like, pictures either these yesterday, right?" So, Lamaisa, she said, "I've been trying to send the post, the flyer, all day to the chat, and every time I try to send it, won't let me." It was already late. This last night, Wednesday night, this year, I want people, okay, first of all, I just want to make sure we're on. But second of all, women should know about it if they want to make plans, whatever it is. So I tell her, you know what? At this point, why don't you just text? The texting was working, just the pictures weren't working for some reason. So I said, just text on the chat the time and place and everything so everybody knows at least they can make plans. And whenever you can get the flyer up, you get the flyer up, right? I mean, that's, it's enough just knowing the information. But anyways, she said, "Oh, good idea, we'll do it." So I see Mamish, like literally a few minutes later, she writes, you know, so, the information, and sorry, no flyer yet, will come soon, or something like this. I can show you my phone after. Literally, maybe it was a minute or 2 minutes later, I see again, boom, the flyer comes. Literally, the next minute or two, on the chat, she just puts, "Shir is 9 o'clock, Matzah Shabbos," with information. Maybe a minute or two later, boom, the flyer. I texted him back, you just gave me the biggest chizuk in the world. You see, we always talk about, and we always talk about the balance of ishtadlus and bitachon. We always talk about how we have to have bitachon, the Eibishter is providing and taking care of us and there by our side, but we always have to put in our ishtadlus also. As long as we put in our ishtadlus, at that point you have to have all bitachon in Hashem. As long as we do what we could do, the rest is up to the Rebbein Shalom in life, right? Kachave. All day long you're trying to put up the flyer, and it didn't work. The minute you did it, well, what could you do? The only thing you could do then is write the information without a flyer. The minute you put in the shtadlus that you could do, Eibitcher says, we'll let the flyer go through. Unbelievable. Mamish, that minute, it's mamish. It was, I don't even know if the world of WhatsApp started working yet, or that was Nes Galoy. I didn't do research to find out if it was Nes Nisim or Nes Galoy. I have no idea. All that I know is the same chizuk. Maybe that brought back all of WhatsApp for the whole world even. Could be. It could be that act of shtadlus and amuna brought back WhatsApp to the Ganzvelt. Possibility. What, you don't believe it? Possibility. We're hidden. You don't think everything's according to what we're doing in the world? Our ma'isim, our tefillas. Chever, this is the bitachon we have to have. We have to be bitachon Hashem. He's by our side. That's the bitachon of Aleph Chav Dalet Mem. That's the bitachon of the Shem. Bidchu b'Hashem adei ad. Ki b'ka Hashem tzor alamim. That's the bitachon of the Megillah. We see it all over. The synthesis of Mamtik Din brings Geula. And we're explaining now, it comes from our Bitachon, that's the Avodah. Where else do you see this? The Bimamtik Elokim. You can be Mamtik Elokim with Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem. You could also be Mamtik Elokim by just applying Shem Avaya to it. Shem Avaya is Rachamim. Shem Avaya is Rachamim, just like Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem is Rachamim. Parashas Vayishlach. For many years, we know Yaakov Avinu doesn't want to meet up with Esav because Esav wants to kill him. He took the brachas. Finally, years and years, he's coming to meet up with Esav. The pasuk says, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vayakum b'laylohu, he got up. Vayikach shtei nasha, v'shtei shivchosov, he took all his wives. V'sachadas or yulodov. There's 11 children at the time. Vayaver es maver yabok. Vayavar's maver yabok. Yabok. He passed over the water of Yabok. The ford of Yabok. Any name in Torah has to have significance. Why? What's the telling us about this place, specifically this time when Yaakov is about to finally meet up and basically defeat Esav? What's Gematria Yabok? 112. Exactly gematria of Havaya plus Elokim. Meaning, how's he mamtik the Elokim? Esav is also Elokim. How's he mamtik by connecting Havaya, connecting Rachmim, which is my bitachon in Hashem. Then I could defeat an Esav. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When we say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're taking Hashem and applying it to Elokeinu to be left only with Hashem Echad. We're being mamtik the Elokeinu with Hashem. We're sweetening the din with Rachamim. How do you sweeten the din with Rachamim? You ever look at Shema and Torah? What two letters are very large for some strange reason in Shema? What two letters? Ayin and Dalet. Ayin Dalet, Gematria 74, Gematria Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad through the shame of Hamtokos Adin of shame Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem. So now let's look back into the Megillah for a moment. We started off by talking about the shame Havaya in the beginning when Esther's starting to bring the downfall of Haman. Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Ayom. But let's look more carefully at the pasuk. V'atomer Esther. What did Esther say? Im Al HaMelech Tov. Im, Aleph, Mem, are the what? Are the Rosh, the Rosh, the beginning and the end of Aleph, Chav, Dalet, Tes, Mem. Im, if I apply Im with the Melech, of the Melech, Machem, Lachem, well, with the shame Im, Aleph, Chav, Dalet, Tes, Mem, Yavah, Melech, Vahaman, Ayom, then it will be all Havaya. Then it will be all Rachmanis. It will be all Hamtokas Adin. But now we understand what it means. It means Bitachon. You know, if you open up B'nai Yisachar, so B'nai Yisachar tells us
If you go through Bnei Yisachar in any month, you good? Another step to it. Ready? I'm going to share something. I saw this Bnei Yisachar maybe a day or two into Adar Aleph, and I didn't understand what was going on until I found this in the Shvil Pinchas. Bnei Yisachar brings down the ois, the letter of every month. Every month has a letter that connects to it. What's the letter of Adar? Kuf. What's Pshat, the letter of Aleph, is Adar's Kuf? And when I saw it, I was trying to understand, even then already. And he has a whole Torah there of the letter of Adar, the letter of Nisan. But B'derech Avod, I didn't have a Havana of it. I didn't have an understanding of it. Why is Adar Kuf? So people like to joke around. Kuf is a monkey. A monkey is a little leitzanis and fun, which is Adar. You know, it's such an idea. But listen to what Mamish, we could understand now that we understand this shame Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem is Rachamim and be Mam Tegdin. What's Gematria Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem? What do we say? 74. But what's the real name we usually use of Rachamim? Havaya Yudkei Vavkei, which is Gematria 26. What's 26 plus 74? Kuf, 100. So the ice of this month is the ice that represents all the rachim in the world, which is a synthesis of Shem Havaya Yud Kei Vav Kei and Shem Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem. 74 plus 26. Aleph Mila is 111. Aleph Mila is 111. Oh. All of Purim. All of Lag BaOmer, we said, all Gula is having Bitachon. This name represents Bitachon, and we can't forget that. We spoke last week, let's chazer for a moment. We spoke last week about the Goyrel. We spoke last week about the Goyrel. We spoke last week about the lottery. And what was the lottery? The lottery was all the Rabbi Nishlam running the world. That's what the lottery is. The name is the essence of the day to remind us everything in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Everything in our life is a Rabbeinu Shalom. And we have to believe that. We have to believe it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom with deepest bitachon. If we have a bitachon, we'll also walk around every moment of our life b'simcha. That's what this month is for. B'shenichos adam marbim b'simcha. When you have bitachon, you're always b'simcha. And without bitachon, you're never b'simcha. That poshit. Because if you don't have bitachon, so Rabbeinu Shalom not by your side. So whatever simcha you have is only dependent on your situation, on your surroundings, on your condition. So one moment it's good, one moment it's not good. That's simcha. It's momentary pleasure. When you have bitachon, when you live with Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem, with Shem Havaya, you live with bitachon, every moment's besimcha, because I know it's good. So I could be pulled over on the side of a highway after getting a flat tire on the way to a shir. It's fine, I'll be talking, and a minute later, so Boinishwam sends a malach to take care of it. By the way, it was crazy, because minutes later, Sabach Shem, the chever finishes changing the tire, I'm off. Maybe 10 minutes later, I pass right by the makom of the Nes of Eliyahu HaNavi, where the car was stuck on top of the... Chever doesn't know the story, when the car was stuck. When my car was dangling on top of the George Washington Bridge. You don't know the story? You don't know the story? No, Chevre, I cannot tell you. Wait a minute, Chevre. Nobody here knows the story? No. Also, on the way to Tinek, something on the way to Tinek Shanishba that happens like this. I don't know, it's a give big chizik from Ibitachon. But anyways, Lamaisa, Chevre, listen. Years ago, I can find out what years ago, it was on the way to Chasana of Mordechai Katz and Tamar Weinstein. So how many years ago is this? It's got to be, I'd say at least 5 years ago. Anyways, Lamaisa, I was on the way to Chasana. It was a Thursday night, and it was in Teaneck. Well, of course we had shir, don't worry. We don't cancel shir. It was in Teaneck. On a Thursday night. And I'll just explain some details because they're important for the story to understand how significant all that. I happen to be the Masada Kedushin for the Chasana. And when I met with the couple, they brought me the ksuva to fill out and all the tanaim and everything else. And they say to me, you know what, you're probably the most responsible one coming. You hold on to the... Laugh. It's true, I agree. He says, you hold on to the ksuva, you hold on to the tanaim, you bring everything. Okay, fine. Okay, so the chasm is Thursday night, 6 o'clock, in Rome or in Teaneck. Now, for the life of me, I'm still trying to figure out why you have the Chassan's family from Cedarst, and I think also Kyle's family is also by Cedarst, but a different part of Cedarst. I think that's still Cedarst over there. Whatever, two families from the five towns getting married in Romer. I still don't understand why that's mutter, but it was what it was. Okay, I can't, it's not my choice, but it was what it was. So here we go, the whole five towns are going to Chassana, Romer. Okay, so 6 o'clock Chassana, if I remember correctly. So I check. It was this before Waze. There was no Waze then. But I leave Mamish. I wanted to, you feel you got to be there somewhat on time. Nothing really starts the first half hour, but still you don't want them to get nervous. So I la Mamish leave. It was after 4:30, before 4:45. Plenty of time. Maybe it was even closer to 4:30. In the car with me is Tuvia Aaron Barth, if anyone wants to ask exact details of the story. Aaron Barth, very close Talmud, who used to be Thursday night share every week. And he's in Lakewood now, sitting and learning. Hashem. So we go, beginning of the ride, going perfectly, we're schmoozing, we're going, everything's fine. We checked the traffic report. They said it sounds like it was better to go towards the Cross Bronx for some reason that night. I'm trying to remember why. Whatever it was, we go by the Cross Bronx. We get to the Cross Bronx. For the first time in my life, I understood why they say that when it's a bad traffic, it's like a parking lot. It was mamish a parking lot. All the cars were literally in park. It's not that it was going slowly. It was not moving. Beginning of the Cross Bronx. Completely not moving. So I start cheshbening, what's going on over here? I turn on the radio. I find out, listen to what they say. The whole George Washington Bridge is closed down, both levels. There was a tractor trailer that went and caught on fire. I don't remember which level. I think it went on the bottom. It was supposed to only go on the top, and it went on the bottom. And that whatever happened, caught on fire, went on fire. They closed down the whole bridge, both levels, both ways. No, nothing. Whole GWB out. So you could imagine on a Thursday night what type of traffic that was. So everywhere, but it wasn't even wherever you were coming from, forget it. There's no in or out of New Jersey. New Jersey's shut down from New York. Shut down! Shut down. So what am I going to do? Okay. So my father happens to be a human GPS. So I call my father. And I tell him where I am. I'm like, what am I going to do? So he says to me, you know what? Listen, eventually they're going to open GWB. You want to be as close as possible when they open it up. That's your goal now. Now, by the way, now it's already Ichveis. It's just not crazy late. Maybe it's 5:40 now. No, it's earlier, 5:30. We made good time till then. Okay, we have plenty of time still. I'm thinking it's good. So he tells me you got to get off somehow. And he'll direct me on the phone through all the streets of the Bronx. He knows the Baal Peh. He could tell me exactly how to go to get through the Bronx. Like, instead of going on the highway, and I'll be able to get it at least as close to the GWB as possible. So hopefully when they open it up, you'll be right there. Now, the first problem was getting off the highway because, like I said, it was a parking lot. There was no room. So whatever. Could be I had to hit a few cars to like maneuver them over, push them out of the way. It could be. I don't remember exactly. But we got, somehow we got off. Somehow we got off. We waved to a lot of people, thank you. You know, it was what it was. We got off. Just a tap. Anyways, Lamaisa, we get off. Okay, we're in the Bronx. We're going through. We're doing our thing. And we get finally, okay, you have to go through all the lights, and there's some traffic. It took still a long time, but we're moving at least. We're getting somewhere. We're listening to the radio. We finally get close to the path that the Zach to get onto the GWB. And at that point, they opened up the upper level. Okay, so at least there's movement. But it's going like mamish crawling like a snail, because there's thousands of cars coming from every highway trying to get to the upper level now. But at least we're there. We're going very slowly. But we're there. It's already probably at this point the Chvesdish. It was like 6:30 already. It was 6 o'clock class. But the MS is, you know, every guest is in similar traffic almost, unless you went very, very early, like family. Okay, but still, I felt bad because they can't do it. I have the ksuva. I have everything. It's not like someone could step in, you know, unless you had someone who knows how to write a whole ksuva by heart. I don't know. Lameisa. Okay, so then I was also getting nervous, the shkia and the zmanim and with the ksuva. So I remember I was on the phone. So my father, I thanked, he was finished his job because he got me there. So I call up, I was on the phone with my Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger. And I was discussing with him just as far as the chasen in case it ends up happening after shkia because of all this being pushed off and just different in yonim, what to do. As we're on the phone, so finally, okay, we're moving. We're about to get onto the bridge. We're already committed to the bridge. It splits to where it splits to the upper and lower. We'll get upper because the lower was still closed down. Pump right then. Up, open up the lower. The lower gets opened up. So now those first few cars that are by the lower are mamish flying through. They'll be, you could be in Teaneck in 10 minutes. Less, mamish less. You have no, because it's going to be no traffic. You could be like 6 minutes. You could be in Teaneck. Teaneck has a lot of chashuva people. It's a good place. Don't what I was. It was just a joke before. Look, we have Yeshua here. Baruch Hashem, Michal. We have big people. Big people. I owe a lot of Karsa Tov. A lot of my high school senior year was spent in Teaneck by Chevra, emesis. And really, Baruch Hashem, very special times. Very special times. Very special Shabbosim. Anyways, Lameisa, wait. So I see that, and I say to myself, I have to get there. Because here, I'm still going to be an hour. It's already 6:30, 6:40. I don't know what time. I don't know the exact time now. But I got to get to the other side. And I could be at the chasen, boom, in a few minutes, and it'll be perfect. It's great. Be almost in time still. The only problem was, there was a cement barrier. This was the slight. I was already committed, so in between the upper and the lower, there's a cement barrier. I'd say it's about 1 foot high and like at least 2 feet wide. Maybe three. I don't know exactly. Cement barrier, you know, like a barrier. In between the two. You're not really supposed to be able to, you're not to go, it's meant so you don't go over, right? That's what's there. But, you know, there's times when rules have to be broken and times when they're important places to go. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to try to hop the zach. I'm going to try to just jump over it. You know, you see like in the movies, the car is flying. I say, I'm going to try to go over it. I'm still on the phone with my Neuberger. As we're doing this, I see this open. I'm talking to him. I say to Tovia Aaron, hold on, we're going to try to go over. He looks at me like I'm crazy. I slam on the pedal and turn all the way to the right to try to jump over the barrier. So my car, the tires climb up. It goes, boom. I'm going over. Bang. The car drops on top of the barrier, dangling. Wheels are no longer on the ground. I'm sitting, dangling on top of this barrier with my car. It didn't make it. It started getting over. Boom. The car's dangling. At that point, I dropped the phone. I didn't even say, I'm amish, like, I didn't say goodbye to him. Like, the car, the phone went flying. The car, I didn't even know where. That was it. I felt terrible. It was like 45 minutes later, he called me back, are you okay? I was like, so the car's dangling. So I tell it to the arm, get out and push. Wait. So get out and push. So I didn't realize at this moment like that it was really like dangling. So if you picture this, there's no, the wheels aren't on the ground. You can't push. It's like pushing a house. Because the car is sitting on top of this barrier. The wheels are not... You can push a car because it's on the wheels to make it go. The wheels aren't on the ground. You're pushing a car without wheels, basically. It's like... So there's no pushing. Because I went out and pushed with him and realized there's no pushing. So then we're out. Okay, imagine the scene. The car is sitting... We look at the car. I couldn't... It was way before any smartphones. No pictures about this, anything. But imagine the car's dangling. We're in between. We're on the side. We get out of the car. We're on the side of the of the lower. Cars are flying by on this side, but like you see everyone like laughing at us basically because they see this car. We're out in our suits. We're in suits on the highway. On the other side, cars are like trickling by just watching us, you know, because they're going so slow where we came from. My first reaction, I say, okay, we got to do something. So I see like all these like rubber mats. I say, maybe we'll try to stack them to create some tension with the wheels and gate. That wasn't even close to working. It was just too high. It was like not even shy. Nothing to talk about. I remember, I look up at Shemayim like, what's going to be? What's going to be the chasana? My first reaction was, my wife is going to kill me. It was her car. I probably destroyed the whole car. The whole car is in the middle of the car, sitting on top of the barrier. And then I'm thinking, what's going to be with the chasana? I have everything here. How am I going to get there? What's going to be? Maybe I should leave the car there and hitch. I don't know what, like... I'm not just saying it was within 5 minutes. I don't remember exactly, but within 5 minutes of all this happening, this is what happens. I see coming from the place where we're coming from, going towards the upper, a black Range Rover. And I see it from a distance, probably 20 feet away. I see it's a Yid. He has a big beard. Regular colored shirt. I remember like his a woman was with him, must be his wife. He looked like he was in his 50s, 60s. And somehow there were no words discussed. It was from 20 feet away. Somehow I know, I don't know how I even realized it. He looks at me and he basically motions to me that he's going to take his car and jam me off the thing. Now, so I tell Tavyaron, let's get in the car. He's going to knock us over. Tavyaron looks like, he's not going to knock us over. Why would he do that? First of all, he'll probably damage his car. I mean, I know it's a Range Rover, but ultimately, like, you're not supposed to like play bumper cars with these things, you know? Why would he do that? And I say, no, he's going to do it. Let's get in. So we get in the car. We get back in the... We get in the car. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what would happen to it. I wanted to be able to control it the second it got... Anyways, so we get in the car. And we brace ourselves, you know. And suddenly you feel boom. And the car goes flying. Right down on the street. Then I wasn't sure if it actually worked. Because it was... And I step on the ignition, Bach Shem drove perfectly. I look back to like just wave, say thank you, the guy's gone already. Maybe 8 minutes later, I was in Romer, and we had a beautiful chasana. So I said, there was no Shiloh. To me, there was no Shiloh, it was Eliyahu HaNavi. No Shiloh was Eliyahu HaNavi. Happened to be Thursday night, Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas who Eliyahu. So Eliyahu HaNavi came to visit and help out. So I remember Thursday night, I got back, we gave Shir that Thursday night, we gave Shir about 1 o'clock in the morning, because I'm Sadeh Gushin, tried to stay till very late, whatever it was, till we got back from Romer. No other stories on the way back, but I get back, and I told him the story at Shir that night. So one of the Chevers says to me, I don't remember who, but he says, okay, Shkoyach Rabbi, could be Eliyahu HaNavi. L'maisa was probably, you should know, Chever, I believe 100% it was Eliyahu HaNavi. That's what I believe. You don't have to believe that, that's what I believe. Probably bigger chizik if it wasn't Eliyahu HaNavi. If it was Eliyahu HaNavi, Shkoyach is Eliyahu HaNavi. Of course, he's going to help me and do that. Imagine if it wasn't Eliyahu HaNavi, just a stam yid who would be willing to even hurt. He didn't know also the predicament that I'm going to be Masadeh Kedushin and all that. He just thinks a yid stuck. And he goes and takes his car and probably damaged the front of his own car to help me out. It's like this yid going to Monty stops in the middle of the road to help me. It's incredible chizik. Achdus of Klal Yisrael, the oneness of Klal Yisrael. Leich Kanois is Kol Yehudim, Baruch Hashem, incredible. But anyways, one of the guys says to me, Rebbe, Eliyahu HaNavi, I thought Eliyahu HaNavi is on a chamor, he's on a donkey. What pshat, on a Range Rover. So my initial reaction was, I said, listen, the chamor of the old is the Range Rover of today. I mean, Lemaisa, it's different times today. You think Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be on a donkey today? He'll be in a Range Rover, makes sense. But then it came to me. If you spell range, Reish Nun Gimel with the little J, with the Koilel, is exactly Gematria 254, Gematria Chamor. Chamor. So was Eliyahu HaNavi, that's his Chamor. Emes Vamita. Chever, the bottom line is, each and every one of us, needs to have constant bitachon Hashem. We never know how the Yeshua is going to come, when the Yeshua is going to come, but the Yeshua will come if we have bitachon. If we have bitachon,
with the Shem Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem, with now we understand a little bit tonight. And that was the name that brought Gula Lag Boimer. That was the name that brings Gula to Purim B'tchub Hashem Adayaki B'kar Hashem Torah Elamim. Rashi Tevot's Purim. That Amunah B'tochim Hashem will always bring us to a place of Gula, B'prat, B'chlal, until we're Zoicha to the ultimate Gula with Mashiach Sukeinu, B'mheira, B'yameinu, B'ez Hashem, B'karov Mamish. Amen.